Shop Woodhouse Ford first and experience the difference today. Our sales staff is here to make sure you find your perfect car, truck, or SUV. Visit one of our three convenient locations in Blair, Omaha, or Plattsmouth, or shop online at woodhouse.com. Woodhouse Ford. Build Ford proud.
So on the heels of about the last 18 hours, with Nebraska trying to schedule a game against Tennessee Chattanooga, and the response, thanks to everyone, Mark Kisla, who writes for the Denver Post, who hasn't always been on the side of Nebraska. He didn't go way out there like Woody Page did when Woody Page was at the Denver Post. But thanks to everybody that shared the story. Mark Kisla wrote in today's Denver Post about Nebraska and Colorado being in the wrong conferences. Of course, Colorado in the Pac-12 and Nebraska with their current issues in the Big Ten. And everything I just rattled off, which is crazy to think that's all happened in the Big Ten in essentially the last decade, is Nebraska's not going anywhere. The Big Ten would have to kick Nebraska out of the league. That's not going to happen. I mean, you can make a case, does Nebraska need the Big Ten? Does the Big Ten need Nebraska? Just they're going to have, when we get through all of this and things settle down, they're going to have a heart-to-heart and bring some friends with them. Nebraska's not alone in trying to think outside of the box. They just happen to be the most vocal. How many other ADs and college football coaches, outside of the ones that have been vocally supportive, James Franklin, Jim Harbaugh, Ryan Day, have said, you know what? You got a point. You got a point. The ones that are opposed are the ones that have the Big Ten mentality that the Rose Bowl is at the end of the rainbow. Need more forward thinkers where, okay, what's past the Rose Bowl at the end of the rainbow? Let's go explore that. So the Big Ten would have to kick Nebraska out. Nebraska's not going anywhere. There are advantages for Nebraska being in the Big Ten. Athletically, academically, they just are. They have to find a way that the Big Ten can move forward. When we get through this and things settle down, a discussion of how can you get presidents, chancellors, athletic directors, all on the same page. They're not on the same page at every university. And then you get into high-level discussions where the messaging gets crossed up. But what this circles back to is the conference has such bad communication. Bad communication. I mean, does Kevin Warren, and I've said this now for 2 months, 3 months. Okay, it's got to be all 14. What's good for one school has to be good for everybody else. But where is the communication from the Big Ten? Still no communication, by the way, on this. On what's happened this week. How about something from the league office? Wow. But Nebraska has to find a way. And other schools in this league, when we get through this cycle of a sports season from fall, winter, and spring semester, and get to essentially the offseason when, God willing, we're better in this country, we're in a better spot health-wise, discuss where this league is going. Who leads this league? What does this league want to do? And how do we get there? And do we all have to be all 14, or can we all 14 with different ideas and we put them in the funnel and We figure it out. What's best for the league? And better communication. Do you really think that if there was better communication, that the door was completely slammed and Nebraska knew that there was no wiggle room on trying to reschedule a game, they would have gone down the road they did? So somewhere along the way, Nebraska thought they could do what they tried to do against Tennessee Chattanooga. Should they have asked before they approached Tennessee Chattanooga? Yes, but it appears that they kind of did if you go off of the athletic director at UTC, who we have no reason to believe that he's throwing Nebraska under the bus, saying it had gone through many levels of Big Ten before it got to the meeting yesterday morning that the door was slammed on it. So who stood in the way? And Nebraska's done with this. They're moving on. Okay? You said no. We had a plan in place. Thank you. We're moving on. But if the communication was better and there was absolutely no wiggle room, I don't know that Nebraska would have gone down this path. You can say, well, they're rogue. Well, in this case, they wouldn't have gone through all of the steps that they did unless they had an understanding that they could do this. Because they went through a lot of steps, as the UTC athletic director said, many levels before it was finally stopped at the, I guess, the highest level with the presidents and the chancellors. And we all find out about how political this league can be, maybe. Or the suits and bow ties have a different of opinion than the athletic director. And this is where it circles back to the guy that is the commissioner. Jim Delaney, you told us everything we needed to know when you were very supportive of an athletic director taking your place in Jim Phillips from Northwestern. Understand the landscape and run the league from the mindset of an athletic director. Now the league runs with a mindset of, with a new commissioner that says, all right, we got these 14 schools, we all got to be together. But I'm going to listen to the presidents and the chancellors, and they do have the most power. I think the voice of the athletic directors has lessened with the new leadership in the Big Ten. If that's going to be the case, then the Big Ten is still going to be choppy along the way and have these kind of things and these kind of discussions and these kind of going, what are they doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? George has got his five. Four. You've gotten to five?
I snuck one in there.
All right, so unfortunately today, Brett Ciancia, who we love having on for Pick Six Previews, he said, Nebraska's not playing, so I'm not coming on your show. Isn't that the text you got from him?
It wasn't like quite like that, but yeah, sure.
Brett had something that came up, so he will not be joining us. So George will be taking his place.
Oh, man.
You thought George was just Mr. NBA Minute guy? No. He's going to show you his college football knowledge.
Oh, boy.
We'll go through the upcoming weekend of college ball that features Ohio State, Penn State, Texas, Oklahoma State, Cincinnati, Memphis is in there as well. No Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is worth 5-6 points if you're looking at the line between BC and Clemson. Plus, we'll roll through some emails and some tweets. Some people want me to go back through the scandals of the last decade in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Well, we only now have 90 minutes of the show. I mean, that would take a long time.